Nolte, CNN stages Chris Cuomo's phony exit from basement quarantine. By John Nolte on April 21, 2020. In the annals of propaganda, Knoll's cynical and dishonest attempt to turn Chris Cuomo into some kind of selfless coronavirus folk hero is the fake newsiest fake news in all of fake newsdom. Late last month, Cuomo announced he tested positive for the coronavirus and would continue to bravely host his basement-rated Knoll program. His hour of lies and anti-Trump propaganda and encouragement of political violence, while remaining selflessly quarantined in his basement. So, for the last few weeks, and to the surprise of no one, Chris Cuomo made the show all about Chris Cuomo. All about his selflessness in agreeing to remain in his basement as a means to protect his wife, kids, and society at large. He has also raged against those who violate their state's stay-at-home orders. Thus, with great fanfare Monday night, he walked up a flight of stairs, gushing how grateful he was to finally get out of that basement and see his family. All right, here it is. The official re-entry from the basement. This is what I've been dreaming of, literally, for weeks. This is the dream, just to be back up here, doing normal things. Only, like everything else about Cuomo, we learned this is all hypocrisy and bullshit. On Easter Sunday, while still sick with the virus and therefore contagious, the New York Post reports Cuomo emerged from the basement of his Southampton home and, with his wife, kids, and a second woman, violated his quarantine, as well as New York's stay-at-home and necessary travel orders, instituted by Cuomo's own governor/brother Andrew, just so he could hang out at his property in East Hampton, a full half hour away, where he's reportedly building a home. The only reason the Post found out about Cuomo's quarantine violation is due to a cyclist who said he got into a confrontation with Cuomo that day. The 65-year-old longtime resident said he was just out for a bike ride before Easter dinner when he spotted who he thought was Chris Cuomo on property he says the CNN anchor bought in East Hampton last year. The acreage is still being developed, a steel frame for its future house is all that's up at the moment, David said. David said Cuomo was with his wife, another woman and three kids who were playing around on the property. The resident said he stopped and sat on his bike well over 100 feet from the property. I just looked and said, "Is that Chris Cuomo? Isn't he supposed to be quarantined?" Cuomo has been regularly airing his TV and radio shows from his family's home in Southampton, although from the basement as he stayed quarantined from them. And because Frito is a spoiled, unstable, and entitled baby, the cyclist says Cuomo blew up at him, which prompted the cyclist to file a police report about the incident. But here's the thing. On the day after Easter, while hosting his Sirius XM radio show, which allows Cuomo to fail in two different broadcast formats, Frito pretty much confirmed the cyclist's story during a bizarre rant about how much he hates his job at CNN. Something Cuomo definitely confirmed was that he was not quarantined in his basement. And I don't want some jackass, loser, fat tire biker to be able to pull over and be able to get into my face and into my space and talk bullshit to me. I don't want to hear it, some cat just basically pulls up in the driveway next to yours and starts getting in your face about stuff. Okay, so how did this guy pull up in the driveway next to yours and get in Cuomo's face if Frito was heroically protecting his family and all of America by making the ultimate sacrifice of quarantining in his basement? Oh, and the next day, Cuomo's wife tested positive for the coronavirus. Nevertheless, because CNN has no gear other than misleading its viewers with fake news and shameless propaganda, CNN viewers were treated to this horseshit Monday night. While CNN rages against protesters leaving their homes, this very same CNN covers up one of its own anchors, who was infected with the virus, leaving his home. If it wasn't for fake news, CNN and Cuomo would have nothing to report. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.